This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, that was an incredible 50 minutes or so with Dr. Judy Mikovits. We're going to archive it later in a Vanna video. I hope you share it. Because I don't just believe her. I've seen the documents. I've covered it all forever. They isolated by the 20s cancer viruses. They've been putting in the shots since the 40s. My grandmother got polio back in the 1950s from the second shot, and her doctor told her, oh, sorry, the shot gave you polio. And she was in a wheelchair on crutches until she died at 92. Wonderful woman just a few years ago. So that's how real all of this is. And I'm just so thankful we're still on air to warn people. And I'm so thankful you're sharing the videos and the articles to others, because that's the whole reason we're doing this. So thank you all for your support. We're running a big sale right now that's going to end middle of next week. And that is the Memorial Day Mega Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points means 10% off your next order. Alpha Power, 40% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade. So good for your heart, your body, everything. 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Immune Support, great deal. It's like Steve Quell's coming up. I must have misread that. It wasn't Mike Adams or Steve Quell. My thanks to Steve Quell. Or said Mike Adams. Oh, it's both? Oh, great. So we got the mighty Steve Quayle and Mike Adams coming up. Wow. I love Mike Adams. He's amazing. But familiarity breeds contempt, as they say. Not that I don't have any contempt, but you know what I mean? We haven't had Steve Quayle in a while. So I was like, that's Steve Quayle on the line. I guess it's just because they got TVs of what they're punching in inside the control room. I'm like, that's Steve Quayle. Is it Mike Adams or Steve Quayle? Both Steve Quayle and Mike Adams about to take over. So Whole Food Multivitamin, 40% off. Hair and Beard Support with vitamin and minerals, 60% off. All Dr. Jones Naturals, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Top Brain, the Kava Chill, the Primal Youth, the Rocket Rest, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And thank you for keeping us on the air. Thank you for fighting so hard for freedom. You were up against George Soros. You were up against the New World Order. You were up against the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. And you and I together are fighting back and not backing down and persevering like George Washington did. So I cannot thank you enough. Now, listen, we had a three-coin set to fund operations and new things we're going to launch. We need the funds. And you paid it forward. You bought the George Washington Slays the Dragon coin. You bought the Tree of Liberty coin. And they both sold out in like 9 days. The final coin of the founding member set at 1776coin.com, 35% of the coins are already sold today. It'll be gone at current sales rates by Monday. So I am just excited by how fired up you are. It's a piece of history. And if we stay on air, we're able to launch the new shows and films and everything, you'll be getting exclusive content. And it's an email saying, hey, the film's free for you. Or, hey, 20% off on this. The point is, founding members are paying it forward. You're not buying it because you want to get special discounts, but you're going to get those anyways if we're successful. So you are literally betting on your own future, betting on our future. InfoWarsStore.com has links at the top of the page to it, or just go to 1776coin.com or PatriotCollectibles.com and get the come and take it on the front with a Spartan from Gallipoli. Or is it Thermopylae? I forget. I'm going from memory. 300, you know, the famous battle with the Persians. And on the back, free men bear arms with my own design of the Gadsden snake protecting the cannon. Don't tread on our Second Amendment, 1776 to 2002. Founding member coin. Believe me, these are selling 3, 4, 5 times on eBay for what they're sold for. These are historic. You could not be a bigger part of the American Revolution, the Second American Revolution, than having the founding member silver coin, third and final in the series at InfoWarsStore.com. And sorry to folks that didn't get the first two. We're going to make some more coins in the future, but they won't be founding member coins. These are very, very special. So call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 to secure your come and take it, free men bear arms coin, or simply go to 1776coin.com or PatriotCollectibles.com. All right. Mike Adams, the amazing, informative, ahead of the curve. Tomorrow's News Today, Mike Adams, with one of the top patriots that predicted it all, Steve Quayle, straight ahead in 60 seconds. Get ready and share those links. The globalists are counting on you, not using the power you have.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome, folks. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, filling in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. What an amazing show. Just amazing from the very first moment. I've been listening to the entire show today, and I've got more to add to it, but just extraordinary. Want to encourage you, of course, check out that new third silver coin. And based on what I think is going to happen just with the price of silver, by the way, the value of silver, those coins are going to be worth, in my opinion, far more than you pay for them. Even, I mean, just the silver, the raw silver itself is going to be worth far. Definitely check those out. I do have Steve Quayle coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I have a few other comments to offer first about the shooting in Uvalde and some very critical comments about that, and because I've got some critical things to say here, I do want to just say up front that what I'm about to say, these are my own opinions, okay? These are not positions of Jones, and I'm not on the payroll. I'm not an employee. I have some opinions. I'm very respectful of law enforcement in general, but there are some major failures that took place here that we have to talk about. But first, the insane leftists who 2 weeks ago, or 2 or 3 weeks ago, whenever it was, they were in front of the Supreme Court advocating for abortion. They were chanting essentially, you know, kill the babies, kill the babies, kill the babies. And now, this weekend, in front of the NRA, they're going to be screaming, baby killers, baby killers, baby killers. I mean, do they ever look at themselves? If you want to look at who's killing babies and children in America, it is the left. It is the abortion factories, okay? In fact, on the same day that this Uvalde shooting took place, and in no way am I trying to minimize that shooting. It was a horrible tragedy. Children died. Teachers died. It was horrific. But on that very same day, do you realize there were far more children killed via abortion than died in that school? That's right. I mean, we're talking more than 10 times as many. Depending on estimates, it could be more than 100 times as many children killed via the abortion centers in the United States alone compared to what happened in that school. Again, not to minimize that, we must protect the children, but we must protect all children because all the lives of children matter, including the lives of unborn children. Why does the left scream and cry about a shooting but not the dismemberment of children in the womb, or as they're being born, or after they're born? Think about that. Now, a couple of notes here, too. We live in a nation now that cannot feed its babies and cannot protect its children. This is the collapse of society. How is it that we can't feed our babies? Well, it's because of the FDA protectionism, the cartels over the infant formula, the lack of free market dynamics. It's the corruption of the government. And then how is it that we can't protect our children in these schools? Again, in my opinion, corruption, incompetence. And that's not, I don't assign that to every member of law enforcement. I am pro-police. I am pro-men and women in blue. I am pro-veteran. Sorry, I had a little too spicy of a smoothie going on there before the show. I support the men and women in blue. But when you have these failures that took place, it is inexplicable. You have, who's the guy's name? Lieutenant Chris Olivares, the Texas DPS spokesperson, on CNN saying today, this morning I believe it was, they are hearing gunshots, they're receiving gunshots at that point. If they proceeded any further, not knowing where the suspect was at, they could have been shot. They could have been killed. He's talking about law enforcement. They could have been shot. They could have been killed. And at that point, that gunman would have had an opportunity to kill other people inside that school. Well, Lieutenant Chris Olivares, I hope that you retract that statement, because if it is seriously your position that members of law enforcement should never enter a dangerous situation until it is secured by someone else, why are they carrying a badge and a gun? Why are they wearing the uniform? Because by your logic, Lieutenant Chris Olivares, firefighters should also say, I suppose, well, we can't go into that burning building. We might get burned. Or soldiers might say, well, we can't go onto that battlefield. We might take artillery fire or something. Is this really the position of law enforcement in Texas, no less? And this was my criticism. Again, I'm pro-law enforcement, and I'm a Texan, and I love Texas, and I love the fact that law enforcement works so hard to keep us safe, and most of them, they do put themselves in harm's way. But to say we couldn't follow that shooter into that school, we couldn't move to the sound of the gunfire because we might be shot, are you kidding me? You outnumbered the kid. You outnumbered him. Have you ever heard of fire and maneuver? It is inexplicable that this has happened. So what I want to do now, I want to bring on Steve Quayle and ask him for his reaction to this situation. Now, Steve, first of all, are you with us?
Yes, Mike, I'm here.
All right, Steve. Excellent. Thank you for coming on. You have predicted so much of what we're seeing now, even going back many years in your radio days and your books and your work and so on. I really respect your work. Now, you've got some new breaking information to share with us as well. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on. What is your take on this? How can we be hearing from the police or law enforcement or DPS in Texas to say, well, we couldn't follow the gunfire because we could have been shot? Really?
Well, I think it should be DBS, not DPS, okay? Because this whole thing has got an ever-changing narrative. In my opinion, again, I speak only for myself, not Alex, not InfoWars, but this is my personal opinion based on people that were immediately in contact with a mutual friend of ours, Mike, that they heard that there were multiple shooters. Now, listen, there were over 100 to 150 officers there, and I think that it's criminal that they're trying to justify their cowardice. Look, that kid shot for 12 minutes before he entered the building. So they should not have a badge. They should not have a gun. And it, ladies and gentlemen, everything you're going to see is a false flag spinning of events. And we need to really pray for the gentleman that had the balls and the guts to go in there when he did and take out Ramos. Because I can tell you, Mike, these people that are involved trying to save lives disappear, and I'm serious about that. Now, two things that probably have just broken that most people don't understand, and I didn't know it until about an hour ago, courtesy of Justice Knight. Texas gunman texted a friend that he had shot his grandmother and was about to go shoot up a school. That's from the New York Times. And the thing is that's more provocative is that the safety officer had left a door open that the shooter had gone in through. Ladies and gentlemen, this sounds like a mini version of the Capitol when everything was set up to allow this to happen, and everything from a law enforcement standpoint was designed to just let it go on. And I think, Mike, personally, I think the blood of those little kids, those children, are on the hands of those. And you know, a friend of mine said this: you can't impart bravery. So this is what I think is happening. This is a direct underscoring of the point that people are losing faith, and rightly so, in a lot of law enforcement, because this is a perfect example. Look, they go through training, and they better know how to use a firearm. But this thing has
Let me jump in here. I really appreciate everything that you said as well, and I got a lot more to cover with you. I just want to clarify something that, you know, when you use the phrase false flag, I want to make sure, and I think you and I both agree on this, in no way are you saying that no one was shot or that no one died. What you're saying is that this appears to have been a stand-down order where law enforcement was ordered to stand down. Is that correct? Is that a clarification that makes sense?
I believe those children were murdered, and I think that this is going to be the escalation. Now, isn't it interesting, too, Mike, that this is what we were warned about that ISIS was going to do? Remember the days that there was going to be, shooters that would be taking out school children? And again, when I say false flag, thank you for defining it, but I'm talking about there are too many subtleties and in-your-face issues that need to be answered. And the main one is, and this is really critical, who gave the order to the sheriffs to stand down? Now, there's multiple stories. And the thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know the nature and makeup of Uvalde County, but
Steve,
I can tell you.
We got to go to break. I apologize for cutting you off. We got to go to break. Stay with us here, Steve. We'll be right back after this break. You're watching of the Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, it's extraordinary, folks, and we're joined here by Steve Quayle. This is going to be a very powerful hour, but it's extraordinary that we live in a world where, as I said earlier, in the United States, we can't seem to feed our babies, our infants, and we can't protect our children, and we have police, at least some police, I'm not badgering all police by any means, but some police who are afraid to do their jobs because they might get shot. And look, the good news is I've heard from a lot of my friends who are cops, who are retired veterans, some active duty and so on, and they all agree with me, and they say this is unacceptable. This is not the way we've been trained. This is not what we would have done in that situation. We would not have stood down. So I want to say, pro-law enforcement, every person I've heard from today personally is also appalled at this situation. But to say that you can't go into a scene, that you can't follow an active shooter because you might get shot, let me tell you, you men in blue who said that, you should turn in your badge, turn in your gun, take off that uniform because it's not a uniform for you. You're wearing a costume. If you don't have the heart of a police officer or the heart of a SWAT team operator or the heart of someone to go into combat and chase down bad guys and follow the gunfire to its origin and take out that guy, which the U.S. Border Patrol agent did. He's got the heart of law enforcement that we need. But these other cops or patrols, whoever else it was standing around, you should resign. And we should have an investigation. I'm calling on Attorney General Paxton and Governor Abbott. We must launch an investigation. Was there a stand-down order? Was there corruption? Was somebody doing this on purpose to make the massacre worse? Was somebody in the chain of command who's pulling for gun control? There's a question. This needs to be investigated because this is not the way law enforcement have been trained. This is not the proper response. And at least I understand that, who is it, McCraw, I believe, has mistakes made. So good on him for admitting it. But this is entirely unacceptable. And one final comment, and then I'll go to Steve here. You know, we're talking about monkeypox and animals and everything. I got to say, even monkeys will rush to save their children. Even gorillas, even dogs will rush to save their children. And that's what even, you know, good-hearted human beings will, of course, rush to save their children. One of the moms rushed in there, grabbed her children, and got them out of there. And we've heard there's an MSN news story that says some of the cops went in and got their children out, but the parents were stopped from doing the same thing. Let me tell you, this situation would have gone better if no cops had shown up at all and if the armed citizens had actually taken matters into their own hands in this situation, this particular situation. It would have gone better because the parents knew what to do and the cops were standing around holding their bleep, yeah, with their bleeps in their hands in the parking lot. Okay, so that's my take on that. Steve Quayle, you heard me criticize very strongly law enforcement there for their mistakes. What is your take on this, and how can we do better?
Well, first of all, I think this is why the Second Amendment exists. I think it's really critical, Mike, that people understand. They think that calling the police in a crisis situation is going to save them. By the presence of so many federal officers, and by the way, there are eyewitness reports now of certain black cars that fit the typical espionage scenario being there. I believe this was totally and MK Ultra, if you will. And not, when I say false flag, I want the better term for that is it was designed to kill children. I want everybody to know something. These people, a lot of them, I'm not saying I can't point my fingers at anybody, but it's interesting that the blood of innocent children usually precedes some really, really big event that's going to happen. And the blood of the innocents, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about innocence of those children and the cowardice of the cops. And I would say, and I would call for it, and I am calling for it, a full-scale investigation by an independent group. Three people, four people chosen for their expertise, because this is absolutely, how do I say that? It is so world nerve-wracking because the cowardice, but Mike's, they were ordered to stand down, okay? I know they were ordered to stand down. I think they need to investigate the sheriff. I think they need to know his political positions. I think they need to know, is he a constitutional sheriff or not? The information, I don't know, but the information I've been given is he's not. The information I've been given is he wouldn't even join with the sheriffs in Texas. Sheriff Scott, you got some great, great sheriffs. I moved to Texas. But the point is, you know, and when you see the headline, and I'll just turn it right back to you, police slow to engage. Slow, they did not engage. And when they say police, what they're doing is they're mixing different organizations, and thank God for the Border Patrol. And, you know, I'd give that guy a hug, and I'd also say that guy should be sheriff.
Yeah, well said, Steve. And I want to say to those of you in law enforcement who are watching, especially if we're talking about you, those few who stood around and did not go in, this isn't just armchair quarterbacking. I know Steve Quayle has experience, a lot of experience with teams and firearms. And, you know, I myself, thousands of hours of training. I've been trained by cops, by spec ops, by Navy SEALs. I've done scenarios, tubular assaults, clearing buildings of active shooters. I've done hostage rescue scenarios with live firearms and also simmunitions. I've been shot by simmunitions way too many times. They hurt. I've been carrying concealed weapons longer than some of you young law enforcement guys have ever been alive. Okay, I'm older than I look. This is not just armchair quarterbacking. I know what it takes to engage a bad guy and go in and pull the trigger if you have to save lives and put yourself in harm's way. Asking too much from law enforcement, are we, Steve? I mean, isn't that their job when they sign the bottom line that I want to be a cop? Aren't they also signing that I'm going to put myself in harm's way when necessary, innocent lives?
Well, to protect and serve is basically the motto that law enforcement had pretty much, I would say this, incorporated, but it changed dramatically. And, Mike, the thing is, look, anybody who I would want to see everybody's records qualifying on the range to, I'd want to see the background information, because I believe this was a ritual sacrifice, okay? I want to make it clear. I believe it was a ritual sacrifice. I believe the CIA, let's call it like it is, MKUltra, the head of, you know, the CIA made statements years ago that everything the American people will believe is a lie because their effectiveness has been, you know, indisputable. Bill Casey. So I think that what people got to see, this is an attack on the Second Amendment. I'm on record that we are seeing, and I'm using this word historically and in context, we're seeing a revolution, we're seeing evil rewarded, we're seeing good murdered, and there is nobody coming to your rescue. I'd encourage every woman, every man, every capable American citizen, Texas citizen, to learn how to handle a firearm, and not only to learn how to, but take tactical classes, because there's no one more, I would say this, inept. Number one, there's no guarantee. The Constitution, the Supreme Court stated there's no guarantee, and police are not required to go to your aid. So these guys
can pop out. There you said it, Steve. Again, I apologize for interrupting again. We're going to go to break, but you just said it. The police aren't coming to save you, folks. Even if they want to, they're being ordered to stand down. Often they're not given training. They're not given the gear. The police are not coming to save you. You're going to have to be your own police.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
You know, it is, it's really extraordinary, folks, when you think about this, that we have arrived at a moment in time here in America when not only is the left screaming that all police are bad and that they should be defunded, but then somehow in some sectors of law enforcement, again, not all, but even in Texas, some group of law enforcement have lost the will to fight. And I don't know what's happening, but I suspect it's something much bigger than funding. I suspect it's something about the culture. I think it's part of the gender bender chemicals that are in the foods. I think it's the plastics chemicals. I think it's environmental pollution, contamination, and I think it's cultural programming. And I think it's the fact that there have been so many attacks against police and so many videos that are criticizing them for doing their jobs that they are reluctant to do much of anything. And in a sense, the police have become paralyzed. So, you know, I mean, I'm criticizing them for not going in, but at the same time, there's always, in their own minds, there's a risk of a backlash if they go in too hard or too aggressively because the left is so so. We're bringing back in Steve Quayle. I forgot to mention your website, Steve. It's stevequayle.com. Great site. Lots of headlines every day of the breaking news items. I check it every morning when I wake up. I'm always checking your website, Steve. But, Steve, what do you think are the other factors contributing to all of this, the downfall of the manliness, if you will, even in law enforcement?
Well, I think you nailed it, Mike, with xenoestrogens. You know, it used to be in the old days, water was in glass. And there really is the estrogenation of the American male. Sperm counts are low. Obviously, our ability to reproduce is becoming more and more negative. And that's going to be ensured, in my opinion, by the attack upon even infants. Not just the formula, but everybody wanting to make sure that they can't reproduce. So what we're watching, and I want to make this clear, is a systematic extinction of the human race. And these type of instances, Bezmenov, one of the first Russian defectors, say they were going to do their best, i.e. Russian intel, to turn the people against law enforcement, the law enforcement against people, and cause people to lose all respect for the intelligence agencies. We just had 61 intelligence agents attest to the Steele dossier that was real, and every one of those guys was lying. So there is no truth, in my opinion, in America any longer. And, Mike, this is a good example, I'm sorry to say, a murderous example of them controlling the narrative to basically bring about, you know, when you control the narrative, you control the result. It's gun control. And the only thing, ladies and gentlemen, standing between the complete destruction of you as an American citizen is your ability to defend yourself. And I'm telling you point blank, Mike, you and I know this, is that the will. And I want to ask a question. Does America have the will to live? And I'm not sure, speaking, and you know, everybody can say what they think, but where is the will?
Well, you're right on there, Steve. I mean, where is our will to defend our own border? Where is the will to feed our children, to, you know, to just stand for basic common sense? Now, we see some good signs, some parents, a lot of backlash against the grooming indoctrination in our public schools, for example. We see a lot of backlash against these gun control efforts. And frankly, if you could say there's a silver lining in this, one of them is the fact that I haven't seen any real Americans change their position on the Second Amendment. If anything, they're doubling down now more than ever to say, we need the Second Amendment. See, the cops can't help you. The cops aren't coming. They just proved it. You dial 911 and you die. You better have your Glock. You better have your rifle. You better ballistic backpack or something, because the cops aren't coming to help you. If not in Texas, then where? And by the way, what do these cops claim that they're waiting for? They say, oh, we can't rush shot. Who are you waiting for to make that scene safe so that you can enter? Are you waiting for Batman to come in and clear out the bad guy and then you can come in and do the paperwork? Give me a break. Steve, your thoughts.
Well, first of all, I think the whole thing is a reflection of the, if you will, the casual nature of death in America. You talked about the children being aborted. The children, by the way, 1.2 million kids disappear. The entire bloodthirstiness, and I'm saying it, bloodlust of this country is becoming more deadly and dangerous. And just like the picture of Moloch, and by the way, it's interesting that Moloch, the people, the Canaanites, would burn their children, but we're seeing child sacrifice. And I think that it's really interesting, Mike, because you can talk about spiritual warfare, but one of the things that's really prominent is that Lucifer and his legions have been initiating human sacrifice. So those 19 young people, they just have their lives snuffed out. And I'd say this, The narrative about who could have done, it all falls flat because they didn't do what they could have done. And people say to me, well, you've never been in a gunfight, been in the middle of one between two. And I only had to, thank God, but I mean, you know, you don't ever want to get in a crossfire. And the thing turned out good. But here's the thing. The idea that someone's coming to help us is absolutely foreign to the pioneer spirit that made this country great. And forget the word prepping, forget the word survivalist. It's the pioneer spirit. And what's everything's happening, Mike, is to destroy the spirit of the American male, the emasculation of the American male. And I think what's important that people understand, we're watching our own military be destroyed from within, in my opinion. We're watching...
Steve, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is something... I got to ask you this. You just hit it. What happens to our military if we get into a war with Russia, or if our military gets into a war with China, or both of them at the same time? Because now we've seen these stand down orders and this, can I say, this lack of willingness to do their duty and place themselves in harm's way at the police level. Is this going to happen in the military? I mean, I don't want to question. I 100% support veterans and active duty military, but the leadership at the top of the Pentagon, they seem to be sending out a message to say, like, it's bad to be a man. It's bad to have courage. It's bad to be strong. And they're trying to sissify the ranks of the military. I think they're going to fail, but that's what they're trying to do. Go ahead.
Well, I think they pretty much succeeded. Now, I salute, and I mean that. I've had a veterans ministry for a long time, you know, 10 years at least, and helping vets and stuff. I've been but I want to say something, and this is critical for people to understand. The U.S. military is being destroyed from within, in my opinion. You cannot inoculate with, a questionable, non-scientific basis bunch of stuff shot under your body. These men are willing to lay down their lives. Navy SEALs and others are suing the government, and rightly so, in my opinion. But you can't expect someone that's willing to, that's braver than brave, to lay down their life and then tell them to go out and commit suicide or vaccicide. Again, we are an insane nation, and when insanity grips a nation, Mike, this is all leading up to civil war. It's the left that keeps saying civil war. It's none of the, quote, my ilk. You know, or our ilk. So this is where they want. They want civil war, but they want to disarm us. And if people understood what the left has in the way of armament, they would have their mind blown.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was just last Friday I was hosting here as well with J.R. Nyquist, and I interviewed Dr. Yan Li Meng. They had the audio out of China, war generals talking about how they're going to invade the United States, or at least it's assumed it's the United States because it's a massive... Well, what happens if the U.S. is invaded? Are cops and soldiers going to say, well, it's not safe to fight back? I mean, we might be struck by artillery. Really?
Yeah. You know, Mike, the Chinese white papers are all on record, some of the most provocative statements. The Chinese are on record saying they have no qualms about killing every man, woman, and child in the United States. The guy in the White House has made the statement, we're going to go to war with Iran, we're going to go to war with China, we're going to go to war with Russia, and also, by the way, we'll throw North Korea in. These guys don't play in that kind of insane ballpark. They're going to, at some point, react.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. We're about to go to break again, and we got one more segment with Steve Quayle on the other side, so stay with us, folks. We're going to talk about Ukraine and Russia, and now the Washington Post admitting that the Ukrainian soldiers are collapsing in terms of morale and supplies. What are the implications? We'll have that.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams. When you wake up
in the morning. All right, final segment today with Steve Quayle. Now, if you were going to write a Babylon Bee, had said, active school shooter asks dozens of law enforcement to wait in the parking lot while he massacres in Texas. You would think that's crazy. That would never happen. That's not even satire. That's just a stupid idea. It never happened. Except it did happen. I mean, the Babylon Bee can't even make this up. I mean, not that he asked law enforcement to wait, but they waited. And this is the problem here in America. We're fed this never-ending cascade of lies about firearms and guns and police protection. Look, the police aren't going to protect you. If you don't have your own self-defense, you are vulnerable. Your community is vulnerable. Everybody in America who is legally able to do so should arm up right now, legally and lawfully, because the police are not coming to save you. Now, we're joined by Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. I wanted to ask you, Steve,
The Washington Post has now put out an article. Zero Hedge has covered it as well. An article saying that the soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers, are in a state of morale collapse and supply chain collapse because, well, Russia is grinding them away day by day, kilometer by kilometer, frankly, taking the Donbass region and more. So, Steve, what are your thoughts on that? That seems like the fairy tale delusions that, you know, Ukraine is winning. That's beginning to collapse even in the Western press. What are your thoughts?
Well, the whole thing is a bad video game episode because a lot of the images that came out of Ukraine supposedly winning were from video games, literally. So the idea is how does somebody who's the president of a nation like that become a billionaire? And why are American citizens paying double their gas prices, food prices? And listen, reality, we're up at least 25 to 30%. And if you cut the short back, but here's the deal about Ukraine. Ukraine basically has figured out how to work the West, in my opinion. And when you're looking at this battle, you're looking at a situation where NATO, the U.S., and look, this isn't bashing America first, but it is saying this. We were the ones that opened up the whole, we can use our nuclear weapons. Even today they were giving, debating, they, the government, giving them what more? We've given 51,000 Javelin stand-fired missiles. That's the whole U.S. arsenal. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the 95 billion in Afghanistan. Who knows how many real billion? It's depleting U.S. So Mike, you asked the question, what happens when the Chinese invade? Well, it's only the arms and the firearms and the arms of American citizens. And, you know, I don't think people understand how close we are. We're undergoing, in my opinion, a communist takeover and takedown. And the disarmament of the American citizen will exacerbate the situation. And it's there's going to be more children. God bless the children. Please, parents, think twice about sending your kids to a volatile school. You know, homeschool them, do anything, but don't make them the little sacrifices that these bloodthirsty people. And Mike, again, I just got an email while we're on this podcast broadcast stating that another guy said, look, I've seen the numbers, Steve. This is a ritual sacrifice. I sent it to you, by the way, so you could see it.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. I'll take a look at that.
Yeah.
Back to Ukraine. Let me ask this, Steve. I'm sorry. Let me ask this. It looks like the European partners, and you saw Henry Kissinger, and you saw there from George Soros now freaked out about the possibility of Ukraine being lost. Kissinger seems to be calling for Ukraine to negotiate with Russia. I wouldn't be surprised if in the next 30 days we see actually Ukraine's military carry out a coup against Zelensky and arrest him for the needless killing of Ukrainian soldiers who are being given the most horrific orders to just stand and die and not maneuver and not retreat. Aren't we at really a possibility of the Ukrainian military collapsing, surrendering to Russia in the next 1 to 2 months, something like that? What's your assessment?
Well, I think that could be a reasonable assumption, Mike, but then we've got to put in the whole provocation of wanting nuclear war. George Soros wants a nuclear war. There are others that want a nuclear war. They really do want it. All along, the whole U.S. defense posture and NATO's has been, well, Russia really won't use their nuclear weapons. Here's the thing. We've got a microcosm in Ukraine of a greater conflict that's going on behind the scenes. And in my opinion, they may be overthrown, or they could also be totally defeated. And I'm not talking about an invasion. When Poland, if Poland, and other, if you will, Western nations, at least border nations, go into the Ukraine, I think you're going to see Putin react a little differently and much more violently. And again, you know, we have declared war on Russia. Let's just call it facts. We have declared war on Russia. And we have, in essence, had China declare war on us, to quote it. So we're at war, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a skirmish, Mike. And I think that's what people are missing, is the bigger picture. This is leading up to a false, well, a real World War III, but it'll be a false Armageddon scenario. And then we're going to see stuff happen that we've never seen. And I would say this, that please, people, Pay attention. Do your own homework. You know, you can say, oh, those guys are crazy. But when people start throwing, we're going to throw our nukes at you before you throw our nukes at us. And by the way, you know, when you're dealing with effective throw weight, how many missiles and what the magnitude of the warheads are and et cetera, right now the United States shouldn't be provoking a nuclear war, especially Russia and China, and then throw North Korea in too.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Russia's nuclear force is modern. It is advanced. America's nuclear weapons are outdated. Some of them were built in the 1970s and 1980s. Some of them are barely still operating with, you know, questionable functions. And yet Russia's got the world's best anti-air defense. I think it's the SA-500, can even take out low Earth orbit satellites, can take out hypersonic missiles. Not that the U.S. has even deployed any hypersonic missiles, but Russia's got those too. And then finally, Russia's, what is it, the Sarmat missile, the ICBM has, I think, 10 entry vehicles, the MIRVs, and can also be affixed with hyperglide vehicles, or, you know, hypersonic glide vehicles, HGVs there. And there's no defense in the West against that. There's London doesn't have a defense. Paris doesn't have a defense. Berlin, Washington, D.C. doesn't have a defense. Why are we trying to escalate into a world war when Russia can, you could say, you know, nuke the crap out of the entire, all the countries of Western civilization? Why are we provoking that? Are leaders just insane? Are they criminal? Go ahead.
It's the globalist desire for the extinction of the human race. Remember, we all quote, we've seen the Georgia Guidestones. We've all quoted on talk radio for so many years, actually decades. But the bottom line is, Mike, they want a global nuclear war to decrease the world's population, bring it down to 500 million. Well, whenever the Georgia Guidestones came out, people said maintain, you know, they were reading maintain the population of 500 million, but they never asked how you get rid of the 7.4 billion people. Those are not, quote, the ravings of our ilk. Those are the absolute facts. And when you're dealing about the Poseidon nuclear torpedoes that are 100 megatons, you're talking about the hypersonic missiles that are 25 megatons. The denial in the Defense Department, by the way, the previous administration prior to Trump did everything they could to destroy the modernization of our nuclear arms. Look, I'm just saying this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to throw the first punch, you better make sure you've got it in the right area and enough force behind it, because one of these days, very soon, this is bigger than just Russia and Ukraine, in my opinion.
You just mentioned a key phrase. You said if you throw the first punch, you know, you better make sure it counts. But if you look at classic game theory and mutually assured destruction theory and so on, it seems like the West is putting Russia in a situation where Russia is incentivized to throw the first punch, to actually launch a preemptive strike, because Russia has the better offensive missiles and they have better defensive anti-ICBM. Is allowing them to absorb a retaliatory strike. So in classic game theory, America is making a horrendous mistake that could escalate this dramatically with catastrophic effects. Final thoughts, Steve Quayle.
Final thoughts. America has no civil defense. Russia can pretty much consider cover and put into their civil defense fallout shelters, etc., 80% of their population. Vladimir Putin has stated, if history of war has taught him anything, they who fire first usually win. It used to be mutual assured destruction, mad theory, that no one would use nuclear weapons. When you can shield your population, you have very little to hold you back from taking out your enemies.
Well, thank you, Steve, for all of your thoughts and warnings today. It's been an honor being able to talk with you here. I know our time is short, but thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, folks, this has been the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Of course, our guest was Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Be sure to support InfoWars so that we can keep this broadcast on the air. They've got the new silver commemorative coin, the third one in the series. Check that out, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for watching today. God bless America and pray for America. Take care.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.